Welcome to Starseed. Welcome to Star Making Redefined. I'm your host, Cynthia. Starseed is the operating system for the true creator economy, built in an open and free metaverse. This show is for anyone who wants to explore on how to tap into our unlimited creative potential with the help of the most frontier technologies. In today's episode, we'll be diving into everything you want to learn about Web3. What is Web3? How is it different from Web 1 and Web 2? Why the ethos of Web3 is closely related to blockchain and cryptocurrency? And most importantly, why it is matter for the creators to be building in Web3? Without further ado, let's dive into it. What is Web3? Well, you might heard about the phrase over and over again by people emphasizing it as the next generation of the internet or the biggest opportunity of our generation. But do you know what does that really mean? If you've been paying attention to the space, you might heard about the analogy of Web3 being comparison with Web1 and Web2, where Web1 is read-only, Web2 is read and write, and Web3 is read, write, and own. Whoa. But what does that really mean anyways? For us to be able to digest the concept, we have to go back in history a little bit. We're starting at the beginning of personal computer, which we call it as Web 1. During that time, everyone consumed content by logging to their desktop and then going to their browsers. And majority of the content you see on the internet is actually produced by professional people, like the news media outlet or record labels. And then like for majority of the time, you use the computer or you use the internet as some search engine to find information you want. During this time, internet allows information to transmute across the globe freely, but you can't really publish your own content that easily on the internet. That's why we call this time period of the internet Web 1 and read only. And with the progression of the internet, now we're entering into the Web 2 era. So Web 2 era, we see a lot of social media companies or content creators companies that rise above that allows you to not only read your content on the internet, but also to produce and write and publish your own content freely without any publisher or gatekeepers in front of your way. And we're shifting from a browser experiences mainly into our mobile experiences where you can actually produce easy videos and easy photos all within, you know, this small device on our hands. We call this time period the Web 2 and read and write time. And this whole read and write ability of the internet creates the economic wave we now call the creator economy. And there's a whole shift from a professional generated content to user generated content, which we call UGC. I'll explain more what is the creator economy in later episode. Well, now with the development of AR, VR, and artificial intelligence generated content, which we call as AIGC, and also blockchain technology, we're now in the beginning of a paradigm shift for the collective consciousness to shift from this reality into the metaverse. Well, I know metaverse is another buzzword that has been overly used, which I will give my personal explanation and detail in the later episodes as well. But Web3 is actually a combination, and with all these technology combines together, we are entering into the Web3 time, Web3 era. Well, you might ask how AIGC or ARVR related to Web3, as you think that we don't actually have to build any of those technology using like a crypto or decentralized blockchain, right? And then majority of the Web3 has been, you know, heavily related to blockchain or crypto community. And that is because Web3 is actually not a technology, but rather ideal that we wanted to accomplish. The internet, when it's formed, was based on the premise to empower individuals with self-sovereignty and also cut out the middleman, this intermediary. However, we failed to do so along the way, and it results in a handful of companies who controls majority of the data of everyone in the world. Web3 and decentralized blockchain is our opportunity to rebuild the internet as it should be. It won't happen automatically. And if we're not careful, we could repeat the history easily, but just with more, far more powerful technologies that end up controlling us and our lives. Among all the technology we've mentioned,
decentralized blockchain is really what's enabling this ownership piece of the idea of Web3. So that is why Web3 is closely linked with blockchain and crypto communities. So let us summarize a little bit what we've talked about. In Web1, we have professional generated content on majority browser experiences, and that only allows us to read the content online. In Web2, we're shifting into user-generated content and also more mobile experiences that opens gate to read and write features. In Web3, we're shifting into artificial intelligence-generated content combined with a new computing platform, AR and VR. But the most important is the decentralized blockchain that enables this ownership piece of the internet that we weren't able to get access to before. Web3 is a concept. It's an ideal. It is a revolution that needs each and every one of us participation to make it a reality. If we succeed in doing so, we'll end up in the open and free metaverse, where all of us get to experience the unlimited possibilities of ourselves in a shared elevated dimension that is not owned by particular any individual or company, but rather each and every one of us. I hope this helps you understand what is Web3 and why it is important for us. Next, we're going to talk about what is the creator economy and why Web3 is crucial in building the true creator economy.
Thank you for listening to the Starseed podcast. If you like this episode, don't forget to follow the channel and follow us on Starseed DAO on YouTube, Twitter, Ins, and TikTok. As always, feel free to drop me any note in the comments below or via contact@starseed.io. I'm looking forward to see you in the next episode.